Dean, we're hearing a lot about the Kennedy Center honors. We don't get to see that till the end of the month, right?
Yeah, December 28th is when it's going to be on CBS, and it'll also be streaming this year on the CBS sites. But the inductees for this year, formidable. George Clooney was awarded, along with Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, the entire group, U2, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and also composer Tanya Leon honored. They got their medals at the White House, and then, you know, they put on that big show honoring each of the inductees, and that's what we're going to see in broadcast December the 28th.
What did people go to the movies to see over the weekend?
Well, Black Panther Wakanda Forever was the big winner for the weekend. Not huge numbers for this weekend. It only earned $17 million, which is more than I earned during the weekend. So I shouldn't say only $17 million, but considering the big numbers they've been pulling in. Now, 4 weeks in a row, it's been the number one movie in the weekend. But the really interesting story is that this ultra-violent, super irreverent, foul-mouth action comedy that involves Santa going all Rambo on a bunch of people called Violent Night was a very strong number two movie of the weekend. It earned $13 million. So there was, there was definitely a taste for something a little bit different. After that, it was Disney's Strange World that only picked up $5 million. That is considered a huge bomb in the Disney world, especially this time of year, followed by the outstanding movies The Menu and Devotion.
Bad taste is timeless, I guess.
And I've made a career out of it.
Is the Will Smith movie playing around here?
Yeah, it is. It's in theaters, but people just did not go and see it. I don't know if they're tired of slave movies. I don't know if they're tired of Will Smith. They just can't forgive him because of the slap. Mm-hmm. For one reason or another, they're just not interested. Didn't even turn up in the top five movies for the weekend. So, so far, not going so well for the old Fresh Prince.
I'm interested in hearing your opinion on this Will Smith apology tour. You interviewed him. I was reading a story about, it was quoting various public relations specialists in Hollywood, and many of them were saying, enough already, stop with the apology tour. But he had to do that, didn't he?
Yeah, had he not addressed it, I think everybody would be screaming, why doesn't he address what happened? The biggest interview that he did was with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, and he was asked some flat out questions about it. It's not like he came and said, "I want to talk about this." Those were the questions that mm-hmm. asked him. I was very surprised when we set up the interview that they did not. Since sometimes they'll do this before an interview, go, he doesn't want to talk about this, he doesn't want to talk about that, don't ask about this or that. They didn't put any of those conditions on the Will Smith interview. I only asked, my question was more, it would have been easier for him to sit this out than to come forward. And, he talked about that. I didn't go, say, why did you slap him? Right. Like things like that. I don't think those are appropriate questions at this point. But I was curious why he decided to go public. He could have easily, just sat this out. He decided to come forward with it. I give him credit for that. A lot of people are saying they're just so sick and tired of it all. They could care less about the whole thing. And maybe that's what we're seeing manifest itself in those box office numbers so far. It's an amazing movie and an amazing performance that he gives. But some people, like Mel Gibson, some people just won't go see a Mel Gibson movie. Some people won't go see a Woody Allen movie. You can decide if, all of the things that they have done are of equal or lesser value. But mm-hmm. some people won't go see a Tom Cruise movie for some of the things that he has said and done through the years. It certainly didn't affect Top Gun Maverick this year, the biggest selling movie of the year so far.
Well, if I interviewed Will Smith, I would beg him to slap me.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be cool? He should have slapped every interviewer.
Yeah. Like a new signature thing. Come for the interview, stay for the slap.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. Sad news about this longtime Sesame Street performer.
Yeah. If you grew up with Sesame Street, you definitely know the name of the actor, singer, Bob McGrath. Take a little listen to him from back in the day.
Well, now, who are the people in your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
He was a regular on Sesame Street since it began in 1969, doing a whole variety of roles. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 90. Bob McGrath actually grew up in Ottawa, Illinois, and then went to University of Michigan to study in the Manhattan School of Music. He was on the show Sesame Street from 1969 to the year 2017. You remember how... You know, absolutely influential, how controversial it was that there was a show that combined education and entertainment, at the same time, not to mention introducing giant birds to us all.
Right. And he had quite a career, didn't he? So are we going to see a trial anytime soon, another one for Amber Heard?
Oh, I hope so. it gets so boring right after the first of the year. I'm hoping that we're going to get another Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, because they both have filed appeals against each other again. They just cannot drop this. Back in June, Johnny Depp was awarded a $10 million verdict. With that case in which Amber Heard said that, case in which Johnny Depp said that he was defamed by an op-ed that Amber Heard wrote, now Heard is seeking a new trial. She has filed an appeal on the basis of the judge in the original case should have excluded notes in which she reported Johnny Depp's abuse to a therapist. She's also arguing that the whole thing should have been done in California, not in Virginia, where the Washington Post is. They were the ones that published the op-ed. So, to respond, Johnny Depp filed his own appeal, claiming the one count of defamation that Amber Heard did win was erroneous. So, these two are just going to continue to snipe at each other. And, Bob won't let me talk about Kanye West on the show anymore. So, I need some kind of sleazy showbiz, trash to bring out here every day. So until Bob clamps down on this, we'll see what happens.
You and the Court TV channel executives love talking about Johnny and Amber.
I just love reporting. I'm just reporting the news. That's all.
That's it.
It's just what's going on.
That's what you do. How was your Sally Field interview?
Oh, great. So great to talk with her. I mean, truly royalty, two-time Oscar winner. She is starring in a new movie that's called Spoiler Alert. She plays the mother to a young man who just recently has come out to her as being gay, who is just involved in a brand new relationship with Jim Parsons, Sheldon, from The Big Bang Theory. It's a romance story about two people who fall head over heels with each other and the difficulties of being in a relationship. Starting off, everything is wonderful, and then things get a little more challenging as relationships go on. I mean, it happens to be a same-sex relationship, but this movie is so relatable, I think, to anybody who has fallen head over heels with somebody and tried to maintain a relationship with them. Now, the movie is called Spoiler Alert because in the very first scene, they tell you that somebody dies in this movie, that somebody has cancer. cancer in this movie and is going to die. So there is a tearjerker element. It's a rom-com. It's a funny movie. It's a thoughtful movie, but it's also kind of a sad movie. And that's one of the things I asked Sally Field about. Are people going to want to go see a movie where they know, you know, they got to bring some Kleenex with them?
I don't ultimately look at this as a tearjerker. You know, this is a tear-jerking story. It is highly emotional at the end, but it really is, and what got me is it's a story about how hard it is to love somebody. It takes work, effort, and constant commitment to that love. And to me, that's what this is about. It's about loving each other, whether it's the parents of a child or partners that love each other. And that's what it's about to me. And that's moving to me. That's about being raw enough to feel.
Yeah, it's. I think that's what makes this movie so relatable. It did to me that, you know, it's about falling in love and the work that you have to put into, you know, creating a great relationship.
Sounds good. That's a great title for a movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The original, they shortened it. Seriously, the original title was Spoiler Alert, The Hero Dies. But they decided to shorten it. I guess they felt like they were giving away too much, which now I have given away too much.
No, the original title was Spoiler Alert, Nobody Dies, and Nothing Happens to the Flying Nun.
Oh, the Flying Nun, Sister Batrial.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you.
Thank you, Dean.